Jerry Agar continues on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Well, if you, like me, were listening to the morning show in Toronto, this might have caught your ear. It certainly caught my eye last night when I saw it in the pages of the Sun newspapers. It is a story about a mother in British Columbia whose baby got blisters from eating celery in the sunlight. Apparently, they call it margarita burn, and there are some very uncomfortable-looking photographs of this young baby, 7 months old, teething. So they gave her a stalk of celery to chew on because they're good, nutritional, you know, healthy, conscious parents, unlike me, who would have given my kids something much yummier to chew on or just a plastic toy, which is probably full of chemicals, etc. Anyway, 30 hours after this happened, she was in the sun, but all, you know, swaddled up in appropriate sun gear. She breaks out in a rash with some little pussy things around her mouth, and it just gets worse and worse and worse over 4 days. Apparently, margarita burn is a thing. It has a very long, complicated Latin name, which I am not going to tell you what it is, because my next guest will be able to pronounce it correctly. Dr. Mitch Shulman, Canada's favorite ER doc and our go-to guy in all things health and medical related. Doc, good to talk with you.
My pleasure. Yeah, the term is phytophotodermatitis.
Easy for you to say.
But it makes sense. Phyto is plant, photo is light, and dermatitis is an inflammation of the skin. And that's literally what happens. There are certain plants, some of the citrus fruits, and that's why it's very common with lime, certain vegetables, herbs, and flowers. There's a substance in the substance. And what basically happens is by itself, the substance is okay. But if it sits on your skin for a while and then gets exposed to the ultraviolet radiation, UVA, from the sunlight, the combination will cause a reaction in your skin. Hence, phytoplant, photo, light, dermatitis. And it's often called margarita burn because for the simple reason that lime is one of the most famous causes of this type of reaction.
So I would not give my baby a margarita in the sun.
No, I hope not. Thank you for that.
But a celery stalk, that seems completely harmless.
Sure, but it's one of the plants that can do it. But it's a combination of things. So one, you have to give them the celery stalk. Two, they have to be exposed to ultraviolet A radiation without something blocking it. And three, you kind of washed the area. So the easy way to avoid it is you give someone a celery, you have some lime or something like that, you just wash the area with a wipe or with soap and water, and you don't have anything to worry about. But if it stays on the skin and you continue to expose it to the sun, about 24 hours afterwards, peaking at about a day or two, you get an irritation, area of redness, and it can start to itch and burn, and sometimes, if it's very sensitive, you can develop the blisters, which, knock on wood, tend to heal on their own without too much of a problem. Rarely, they can cause some degree of scarring, and rarely it become what we call hyperpigmented. So as it heals, it becomes darker in color. So those are all potential complications, but can all be avoided, not by avoiding lime or celery or any of these things. Enjoy. But just after you've touched them, if you're going to be out in the sun, wash your hands and wash them with soap and water, or wipe down the baby's face with a wipe after they finish chomping away on the celery, and you should be okay. And then you should be using ultraviolet protection anyway when you're going out into the sun. So the combination of those two things should protect most of us.
So had they put sunscreen on the baby's face, I mean, you never want to get it too close to their mouth, but
that's
would that have prevented
them? Yeah, that's the problem. The problem is you can't really safely put sunscreen, especially how young this kid was, around the mouth, because you have to be careful of that. So you put it on the face, yes, but the easy answer would have been once the child, or every once in a while the child was playing with the celery, just wipe the face. Just clean it with a baby wipe. And that's usually more than enough to protect them.
So, Dr. Mitch, how common is this? Is this something that could have happened to anybody, or do you have to have some pre-existing condition?
No, it could happen to anybody. It tends to happen mainly in people who have fairer skins, lighter skins. And I can't imagine anything with a fairer or lighter skin than a baby, right? So anyone with a fair skin, so, you know, blue-eyed, red-haired, that type of thing, fair skin, they're at more risk without question, but it can happen to just about anyone if you're exposed. And the reason why it's so rare is, or rarely reported is, it's not common. How are you going to make the association? You've had your margarita with the gang yesterday. You developed the rash a day or two later. You won't jump to that conclusion, will you? And so it probably happens a little bit more commonly than we think, but most people, naturally, I wouldn't have made the, right? If I didn't know about it, I wouldn't make the association. You'd think that's something you should have been in contact with a lot more immediately. There's even a case report in the literature where someone had been handling limes, cutting them up, and touched someone. Like, you know, I just put their hand on them, and a day later, the person developed the rash in the outline of the palm where the person had touched them.
Witchcraft! So,
but it just shows you, right? So, yes, the key thing is don't avoid a margarita. I mean, gee, if you enjoy it, enjoy it. But if you're in contact with the lime or you're spraying a lime on something else, just wash your hands or wherever afterwards.
But even if you enjoy it, if you're 7 months old, you should not have a margarita.
I would think so.
There you go. So if this happens, so I can, if I wash my hands and face, anything that's been in contact with this type of food, citrus, some other plants, wash that off, great. But what happens if I break out in this type of rash? Is there, what can I do about it?
You can't do anything, unfortunately. A cold compress will make you feel better. If it's very itchy, you can take an antihistamine. But many times, this has to be seen by a physician because usually the most effective therapy, first you want to make sure it's not infected because it can get secondarily infected. But if it's not infected, oftentimes a locally applied mild steroid cream, especially you have to be careful around the face, very mild steroid cream around can alleviate the symptoms and help. Sometimes people need to take something by mouth, like an anti-inflammatory, like aspirin or Advil or Motrin. Very rarely we give them oral steroids if it gets really, 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 really bad. Things like prednisone or dexamethasone, which is Decadron, or things like that. But typically nothing, just cold compresses, just knowing what caused it, and sometimes just the local steroids.
So Dr. MD from the web, Mark, would have thought maybe something like Benadryl, that would be sort of an anti-allergy. But is this an allergy reaction, or is this something?
Yeah.
Is this something else?
It's not so much an allergy reaction. Benadryl, Atarax, those are all trade names for first-generation antihistamines. And the itch is caused by the release of histamine in that area. So you're not treating the disease, but you're treating the symptoms. Better if you can get them to use the second or third-generation antihistamines, which are less likely to cause sedation, drowsiness. So things that are over-the-counter, like Allegra and Claritin and Reactin, they're all available over-the-counter. They're less likely to be sedating than things like Benadryl and Atarax. They work just as well, usually. If you have a question, always remember you have your pharmacist right there to ask them what would be the most effective and the best way of treating it. But the key thing is just to make sure, one, it's that, and two, it isn't secondarily infected. And you want to be careful with anything around the face that it's really properly taken care of.
Dr. Mitch, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much for your time today.
My joy. Have a great day.
Dr. Mitch Schulman is News Talk 1010's chief medical correspondent and Canada's favorite emergency room doctor. He's our go-to guy on all matters medical, in part because he can explain things in a way that even I can understand. So this, I'd never really heard of margarita burn, or the idea that by chewing on some celery and getting the juice of it around the baby's face and then being exposed to sunlight, it can cause this horrible reaction. So what a difficult lesson to learn for that family, but you got to learn it right here on radio without having to suffer. Tell me your stories, horror stories, if you've got something similar on 71010, you can text me. When we come back for the final segment of the show, police are going to be present at a school board meeting, as police have been present at other school board meetings. It's the same topic at a different school board with police and the same concerns. Why are we doing the same thing over and over and over and over again? Surely to goodness, somebody can make a decision once and for all and be done with it when we return.